following what essentially is a madman, but that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is the instability of Muhammad himself. And therefore, to a certain extent, as we will see, Islam is an unstable religion. He proclaimed after a period of time not only his opposition to idolatry, but as usually happens to fanatics, to devotees, to true believers. There's an excellent little book by an author called Eric Hoffer. Eric Hoffer was a longshoreman who had a great mind and a great keen insight into human beings. And he wrote many little books that are big books. So he has one book called The True Believer. It's about 90 pages. If you read that book, it will cure you of fanaticism. And what happens is that he became the true believer in himself. And the more he believed in himself, the more visions he saw, the more orders he got from God, until he proclaimed himself as a prophet. So until then, the people in Mecca let him alone because he really wasn't disturbing anyone. But when he proclaimed himself as a prophet and he established himself as the, not only a holy man, but the holy man, so then the town authorities were afraid that he would cause a rebellion, he'd cause a riot, he'd cause problems in town. In general, the temporal authorities never look favorably upon prophets. It's very disturbing to them. And therefore, they started to give him a very hard time. Not only him, but his band of followers as well. It is during this period of time that Muhammad began to put together his philosophy, his idea, his religion, to flesh it out a little. And again, based on the basic tenet of monotheism, of one God, and on the basic tenet that idols were forbidden, he placed a great deal of stress on moral codes, on behavior between human beings. He incorporated many of the basic tenets of Arab culture. For instance, hospitality as a bedrock of the religion. Concern for others. Unity. And he developed all of these in the books of the Quran. And these ideas bore, as I mentioned before, many of them bore a striking similarity to ideas in Judaism. Yes?
The Quran is one book?
Well, no, the different books. The books are called Surah. Every book is Surah 1, Surah 2, but it's generally called the Quran. Finally, he had a vision in which God told him that they were not making enough headway by convincing people, and therefore, if the people were not convinced, then he should convince them by the sword. And that became one of the basic tenets of the Muslim world, forcible conversion. Now you have to realize that in one century, in other words, in the 7th century, between the year 600 and the 700, the Muslims swept the entire Middle East. They brought down the Byzantine Empire, they brought down the Persian Empire, they took over. And they almost took over Europe. They came to the